Mr. President.
Hello?
Secretary Richardson, sorry, Ms. Cole told me to put it right through.
Yes, thank you.
Hello.
You are.
Hello.
Hello, Mr. President.
Hi, Elliot.
Thank you for calling back.
No, I tried to reach you about a half hour ago, but the damn lines are so busy.
Oh, really?
No, that's right.
No.
Yeah.
Well, I thought that was really great.
But you're very kind to say that.
In a real sense, your finest hour.
I tried to call you, actually. I mean, you know, I just learned, you know, about this, you know, because, you know, the lines have been jammed. And I just learned about 5 minutes ago from Steve Bull that you had called. And I said, for Christ's sakes, why don't you put it through? And he said, well, we had other calls on, you know, and I was on the phone, good God, my God, Billy Graham and 18 other people. But I just want you to know I hadn't cut you off because of that.
Well,
because you can always get through. I want you to know you can always get through, believe me.
Well, I thank you, Mr. President. I was very moved and touched by what you said about me, and I can assure you that, well, you know what I mean.
I know.
I won't let you down.
Do your job, boy, and may take you all away.
You know, it so happened that I was having a party here tonight for the military assistants who've been with Bill Clements and me and who were just needing new jobs, and so all the chiefs were here.
Right.
And we all watched and listened to you together.
What do you think?
I don't think I've ever been with a group of people who were more moved by an occasion like this.
Really? Really?
And it was a great thing, really, for all of us.
Well, you know, I meant it. You know, as you know, Elliot, it came from the heart because you were up there with me, and you know how rugged this was, but it had to be done.
We could feel it. It was very
good. Well, you're the man. You're my man. And by God, we back you up all to the hilt. You understand that?
I do.
All right, Elliot.
And I won't let you down, Mr. President.
Oh, I know that. That's why I named you.
Well, I can only say that I have a feeling I think I can do it right. I really do.
Of course you can. Elliot, the one thing they're going to be hitting you on is about the special prosecutor.
Yeah.
The point is, I'm not sure you should have one. I'm not sure, but what you should say, you assume the responsibility for the prosecution and maybe bring that nice fellow, Hastings or whatever his name is, say he's it. But whatever you want. Good God, if you want to, you know, to exhume Charles Evan Hughes, do it.
Yeah,
I don't mind.
Okay. Well, I'm thinking about it, and I met with Henry Peterson this afternoon.
Right.
And I talked with him about it, and I'll think about it some more.
Do what you want, and I'll back you to the hilt. I don't give a damn what you do. I am for you. You understand?
I
get to the bottom of this son of a bitch.
I do.
All right, Elliot.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you for calling, and give my best to your lovely wife.
I will.